Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Can continue to be with you. There's Hart bringing us back, the Wilson sisters. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is the author of The Microscript Rule, still one of my favorite books. And also The Unstoppables, also Why Johnny Can't Brand. He is the founder of Brand Team 6. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're going to change subjects just a little bit, folks, and talk about political branding. So what have we learned this year, this political season, Bill? What have we learned about branding in politics?
Well, I think that I don't know if we learned anything new. I just think we've seen the same principles play out more and more and more. Each candidate is struggling desperately to do what your business is trying to do, which is to set themselves apart in the customer's mind and say, "Well, I stand for this thing."
Right.
So you watch Ted Cruz says, "I want to stand for your pure, true conservative candidate who is going to have a strict interpretation of the Bible."
Mm.
And Bernie Sanders says, "I'm going to stand for you. I'm the against Wall Street candidate." Who's going to get you a high minimum wage? He doesn't like to say the word, but so I'm the socialist candidate.
Right, right.
big, huge difference between that. Look at the difference between him and Ted Cruz, right? And then you had Marco Rubio, which I'm not sure what Rubio was trying to stand for, other than I don't know what he's. And then you have Hillary. And the thing is that there's two things. There's the brand that they're trying to get you to believe that they are, which is what their words and their speeches. And then there's the brand that people think they are based on
that's a good point
everything they've done and all those, and they're trying to, and sometimes in the end the only brand that matters is the brand your customers think you are.
Do you think Hillary has trying to accomplish too many things at once? We know that she wants to be the first woman president, so she's focusing on that.
Yeah.
And we know that she wants to be, she wants to say that she'll continue the policies of President Obama.
Yeah.
And then she'll talk about other things. You think she's trying to jump around and be too many things? Isn't that why Bernie is doing so well? Because what she's doing, and I'm not shooting at her, but what she's doing seems to be inauthentic, even though what Bernie says, in other words, I'm not going to vote for either one of them, but I'm more attracted to Bernie because he seems to be more authentic.
Well, he's authentic, but he's
so as a brand.
Well, he's talking about a much smaller number of very important things, where she's talking about hundreds of things.
Okay, wouldn't a good way to think about a political brand be this? Which person would you like to go and have a cup of coffee with, whether you were going to vote for them or not?
You think
would that be a good way
brand
to think about it?
I think that might be, you say, a test of whether I want to vote for someone. It wouldn't necessarily be my test, because there's a lot of people I want to have coffee with, but I don't want their finger on the button, you know?
No, but that's my point is I'm not going to vote for Bernie, but I would enjoy a conversation with him.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to vote for Hillary, but I have no desire to talk to her.
But you say something about you said something that's important. Again, getting back to your listeners, the thing, what's happening, what's wrong with Hillary is, and if you're trying to brand your company, you're trying to stand for a very small number of very, very important things. I would say always you're trying to stand for one really, really important thing. If you can do that as a business, and remember it has to be important, then you win.
That's the microscript rule philosophy, isn't it?
Well,
keep
it is.
Keep it simple, keep it intuitive. Make it easy for
them. But also, that's right. But get it right. Get it right with somebody in one way. The world gets changed because someone does one thing better than anyone else ever did it. Not 100 things. They do one thing, and that thing turns companies into billion-dollar businesses. So people try to be all things to all people, which, they end up being nothing to anyone.
Which Trump, with all of the with all of his stuff going on, the one thing he keeps saying is, "I want to make America great again."
Well, he does. He does. He does say. I really believe
that a lot of people hear him say that, and they don't listen to anything else. They like that enough; they don't have to hear anything else.
Well, that's right, and that, but I think that's part of the that's also what why a lot of people don't like Trump, because they think anybody can get up there and just say, "Hey, I'm going to win so much that you're going to be sick of winning." So,
Bill, when you have when you declare a brand in the marketplace and you say, "This is what I stand for." Mm-hmm. Then you're telling all the other people that, you know, you don't need to bother with me.
But you're right. But remember we said about a brand has to be something I want.
Yeah.
Then it has to be something, well, first of all, it has to be about, you have to say I'm the best in a certain category. So Trump says, I'm the best negotiator, I'm the best winner, and I'm the most successful guy.
Right.
Because I stand for success, number one. Look at me, I'm a billionaire, I'm rich. So that's the first thing. I'm the best at that. I'm going to get you the best deals. Next thing, something important. I'm going to make you win again. Everybody wants that. Third thing is, but why should I believe him? And that's where, for me and a lot of people, it falls down, because they ask him, well, give me, tell me something what you do. He said, ah, don't worry about that. You'll love it so much.
But is branding, is, and I'm not supporting either one of these guys, is branding not something, though, that you convince other people that they want? I mean, isn't the electorate not that interested in the weeds? In policy.
Well, if they're not interested in the weeds, then that's right. You can win. That's the problem with elections is they might elect the wrong
guy. And that's another story, isn't it? That's another discussion. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Brandteam6, right? .com.
Brandteam6.com.
Hey, Bill, come back soon.
Okay.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. Brandteam6.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Your business is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.